Good morning, Tom. Good to be on the show again.
Senate Bill 1 is the issue. Well, really, Senate Bill 1 isn't the issue. It's $145 in pension payments to Chicago school teachers.
Yeah, it's even more than that. It's the block grant. It's baking in the block grant and the pension payments into the new formula, which then progressively gets worse as years go on. And all of that is siphoning money away from our kids. So it's a big deal.
Cullerton, you know, says, I want to talk to the governor before we send the bill. But even if the governor doesn't or won't, which up to this point we understand has not spoke with Cullerton, no matter what, this bill has to go to the governor's desk.
It does. And, you know, it's so disingenuous from Cullerton and Madigan to be saying that they want to talk now. There's been 6 weeks to talk about it from the time that it passed both chambers to the time that it needs to go to the governor's desk. And there was plenty of time to talk about it prior to this. There were a lot of negotiations going on about school funding. They were ready to run a bill that both sides agreed on. And all of a sudden, Andy Menar throws his bill out there and they call it. And so you have a bill that it was somewhat imperfect when it came over from the Senate. Then it comes to the House and they add a whole bunch of poison pills to it. Right after Rahm Emanuel's lobbyist comes to Springfield to lobby to add those things onto the bill. Coincidence? I don't think so.
You know, when it comes to this issue, there are a number of schools, probably school, I've not spoke to a superintendent in your district, but I have spoke to other superintendents saying, you know, we could get till September. But still, you know, this desire to, on the part of the taxpayers, voters of the state, to see something done to completion. I mean, you get the budget done and you still find out there's something behind that. That's the school funding formula. It's needed to be changed for a great deal of time. I mean, are we going to see in your personal you know, sphere of knowledge here, are we going to see the schools open on time this year?
Well, I think they're going to open on time. But whether or not they can stay open is dependent upon whether or not we have now, with the budget in place, we have the money to fund them. But whether or not we have the formula to fund them is a whole other issue. So there's still some argument about whether the old funding formula could be used or whether or not we have to have the evidence-based model. There's great support for the evidence-based model. There's not great support for bailing out Chicago for the 11 pension payments that they refused to make, and then continue to give them a block grant that they were supposed to have been making the pension payments with. Again, all while they take money away from our kids. So we've got some hard dates coming up, and it looks like that the speaker is slow rolling all of these dates to get us to a point of about August 13th or 14th. In the meantime, we think he's going to drop his own bill today or Monday, and that's why he's been having Cullerton hold this bill for so long, so he can put his own bill out there. And it will, again, it'll have things that, you know, for the suburbs, there'll be some things in there to sweeten the pot, so it'll be difficult for them to vote no. But at the same time, we all know that that Senate Bill 1, as it's written right now, without the ability of the governor to line item out those poison pills, it's just not a good bill.
Madigan, I mean, you could look at Michael Madigan and in literally a Machiavellian sense when it comes to manipulation of the environment, the legislation, the circumstances around it, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think so, because I really have a belief that he doesn't care about anything but more seats and more power. So he's a master at manipulating dates, at manipulating how legislation moves, backing people into corners. He's a master at it. And as long as he's there, and as long as he has a majority or a supermajority that, let's face it, he controls the Senate as well as the House. So as long as he has the supermajority in the Senate and the majority in the House, it's like playing checkers with a guy who plays chess.
So you think there's going to be some legislation, new school funding legislation, dropped today?
Well, we know what his pattern always is. He plays out of the same playbook. It'll either be today or Monday. We know that they're working on it. We know that he never likes something to come out of the Senate because then he gets no credit for it. So I think he's slow rolling Senate Bill 1. He doesn't want the governor to line item out the things that need to be line itemed out. The governor is absolutely right
in line iteming those out. And I think the Speaker knows that if those went to the Senate and the House to sustain the governor's veto on them, the governor would be supported on this 100%. So Madigan will not allow that bill to be called, no matter what happens in the Senate. But he will allow his own bill to be called. And then, you know, so then we're slow rolling again. And in the meantime, our kids are being held hostage.
Okay. Another item. My understanding is that you had even thought maybe you could introduce some legislation during this special period. I haven't got a chance to speak to you personally about this until now, and that is concerns about safety and on I-57 interstate highways, and that you had a proposal, or at least were toying with the idea, in the far left lane on three lanes of traffic that the semis would be prohibited from using the far left lane.
Yeah, that's a technique that's being used up in the more northern areas around Chicagoland. And we're working with IDOT and ISP to try to craft a piece of legislation that would work for that. And we hoped, you know, to be able to have that together now or in veto session so we can make that happen pretty quickly. But I'll tell you, ISP and IDOT were very attentive to the requests from Representative Severin and I. And you're going to see a much increased presence on 57 in that corridor between Mount Vernon and I would say, you know, when you get south of I-24. So we're going to be working on that. We're going to be working on some public service announcements. Those are already in the works. We're going to be working on some new signage that reminds people that when you're coming onto the interstate, that you actually are the person that has to yield, not the people that are already on the interstate. So there's a lot of stuff in the works. A real understanding that that is that's a real problematic area in our region and really in the whole state.
Right. I've already met with Joey Watson. We've got the new public service announcements that I helped create that are running on all of our group now. They started, I think, yesterday. It's taken a little while to come up with a message, and we'll have more as time goes by because people are starting to it's starting to worry. And you know, and I can't help but think the eclipse and the construction zones, the pressure on 57, and what that may mean for August 21st as well, with a sudden surge of traffic and on a weekend, no less. Because those Friday afternoons and those Sundays are tough on 57. Man, you know this, though. So before I let you go, is the House, the Senate, in session Saturday, Sunday, or is it out today or and back Monday?
We anticipate gaveling in, gaveling out today, back on Monday, and we'll have to see if Cullerton stands true his word and sends the bill to the governor on Monday. And then, you know, like I said, we hope that the Speaker will pick up the bill. We don't think he will. And then no one knows after Monday what's really happening. So it's really all supposition right now, but let's see what happens.
Illinois State Representative Terry Bryant.